ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In just a few months, the entire global order has shifted.
Canada would be great as our cherished 51st state.
The US has started threatening its traditional allies and cozying up to its traditional enemy, Russia.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you? Why?
Well, I respect a lot of people.
So what does Donald Trump get out of all this? I'm Matt Bevan, and on my show, if you're listening, we try to detangle the chaos of the world so that you really understand it. Find new episodes on ABC Listen every Thursday.
In the end, she saw the writing on the wall. One of the most unpopular leaders in Australia's history resigned. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen reluctantly relinquished her job. And after heated Labor Party jockeying and much chaos, Ben Carroll, her deputy, took her place. Today, John Fain, former long-time ABC Melbourne Mornings host, on Jacinta Allen's downfall. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily.
After speaking with my colleagues overnight, I've made the difficult decision to step aside as leader of the Victorian State Parliamentary Labor Party and as Premier of Victoria.
Victoria has a new Premier-elect after a Spring Street party meeting, which descended into chaos this morning after Jacinta Allen resigned.
For a while, it was chaos inside the caucus meeting room, with yelling heard and people contesting the Premier and Deputy positions.
It's just head swimming, isn't it? The speed with which this has happened. 9:30, Jacinta Allen steps down, 3 hours, 50 minutes. Here we are watching Ben Carroll being sworn in as the new Premier.
I am honoured and humbled to be elected unanimously as the new leader of the Victorian Labor Party and serve as the 50th Premier of Victoria.
John, it's just 4 months until an election in Victoria, and changing the guard this late in the piece can be risky, can't it? We saw that with Biden and Harris, the handover in the United States before that election. It didn't go so well.
But you can also look at what's happened in the UK, where Andy Burnham's got a bounce after
yes.
Keir Starmer was in the absolute pits of despair for the Labor Party there. So whether it's shifting deck chairs and Titanic scenario, or whether it's, we can revive our chances, only time will tell. But I think one of the mistakes Jacinta Allen did make will not be made by Ben Carroll. Mm. She never differentiated herself from Dan Andrews, and I don't think Ben Carroll will do that any more likely than you'll see him front up in a North Face jacket or whatever it is that Dan Andrews used to wear. He's going to be his own person. He's a different, totally different creature, and he won't fall into that trap. I make that confident prediction.
Yeah, okay. So when Jacinta Allen took over from Dan Andrews, this really towering figure, that's safe to say in Victorian politics, what she just could not distinguish herself from him.
She could have, but she didn't because she was so invested in the big build program. Yeah. It was her portfolio when she was the deputy. She never looked at her own government with fresh eyes the way I think Ben Carroll can and will.
Let me make one thing very clear. I am not Daniel Andrews. I am not Jacinta Allen. I will do things differently because different times require a new approach.
Just explain that big build problem that she had and also just how she handled that whole thing.
The big build has been the signature policy of the Andrews government since they came into office all those years ago. It started off with level crossing removal. And it was brilliant. It worked because level crossings created so much congestion around a fairly flat city like Melbourne. So getting rid of level crossings with what they called Skyrail, lifting a lot of train lines, onto elevated platforms or dropping them into underpasses at level crossings has been phenomenally successful in freeing up Melbourne for freight as well as commuters. It's also brought communities that were separated by a train line. It's given them a chance to unite across what becomes very often an area of parks and bikeways and barbecues and basketball rings and things, where people could just walk across to the neighbours, whereas they used to have to do this big kind of round trip to the nearest level crossing. From that, they then leapt on to more and more and more infrastructure. And, of course, all of those big programs has created enormous construction work, and it's empowered the unions involved. And wherever there's a big pot of money, there are people who sniff out an opportunity to go and rort it. And that's what's happened with the big build.
And that's where the allegations of organised crime come in and the CFMEU. So just tell me about that, because that is what has dogged Jacinta Allen.
Well, it's dogged the Victorian government and her refusal to take it as seriously as people wanted her to has cost her her stewardship of Victoria, undoubtedly, in my mind. There are clearly problems from the stories that have come out and the inquiries that have been conducted, although they are media or low-level inquiries, and nobody knows how far it'll go if you really got stuck in, for instance, with a Royal Commission. There have been any number of people with significant histories of serious crime, bikies, people involved in all sorts of extortion and other rackets, who have popped up on the books of the CFMEU in critical jobs on infrastructure projects. So Jacinta Allen never really came out and said, look, you know, let's get to the bottom of this. Instead, it was always, oh, look, you know, there might be some problems here and there. And she always defended the CFMEU, and she was always seen as being in some way either protective, overly protective of them, or not prepared to get stuck in where someone else might.
So Jacinta Allen, she refused a Royal Commission into alleged CFMEU corruption on this big build infrastructure project. I mean, and when she was questioned about this on numerous occasions, I mean, she really was not happy, was she? I mean, she even threatened to walk out at one point.
I'll make two points on this. And can I ask that you retract that last point?
Well, Premier, I'm really sorry.
No, you're not. Could I ask that you retract that last comment? I would ask that you retract that last comment. This is an incredibly serious matter that I'm working incredibly hard on. I'd ask that for this press conference to continue, I ask that you retract that last observation.
Yeah, and she said, I can understand in theory that this is a fair argument, but in practice it was bad politics. She said, if you want to change the culture of the construction sector, you don't do it with a long, slow, expensive Royal Commission. And there was that kind of, that's not how you do it. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to change the culture of the construction sector much more quickly and more effectively. No one ever believed her and no one bought that. So Ben Carroll, he will immediately announce a full Royal Commission into the allegations of CFMEU and other bikey and other infiltration.
My first action as Premier will be to call a Royal Commission into the construction sector. We will also immediately establish a special prosecutor that will work in parallel with the Royal Commission.
Let's consider, John, a bit more what Ben Carroll might bring to the leadership. Now, he did put himself in an awkward position, didn't he? Because he did say he would not challenge the Premier because of his daughter, because of really the optics of that.
I've got a young daughter at home, and I couldn't be more proud to make sure she grows up knowing that I supported Jacinta Allen to be a world-class Premier and get re-elected in her own right.
Now, Jacinta Allen, she was only the second woman to hold the position after Joan Kerner, of course. How does that go down, do you think, among the electorate?
If you go back to that moment where at a press conference Ben Carroll pledged his loyalty, he does say, today.
are you going to try and get the Premier's job tomorrow?
No.
Are you going to ask her to step aside?
No.
Can you look her in the eye and say that?
I can look you in the eye and say that, Premier.
But let's not split hairs. Yes, look, I think people are kind of in politics. People go, yeah, okay, things have changed. So as things change, so do people's intentions. And he's already laid the groundwork with his statement, which was released overnight, saying because of the prospect of a Liberal One Nation Party coalition, I've had to reconsider my position. I can't stand by and let that possibly happen.
Polling says Victoria is on track for Australia's first Liberal One Nation government. This election, only Labor can stop the risk of a Liberal One Nation government.
The Labor Party, just to note, has been in power in Victoria for a really long time, 12 years. But the polls are showing, what, a three-way split between Labor, the Coalition and One Nation at this point. I've even seen some reports that One Nation has the highest primary vote. Some polling is showing that. It's a tough contest.
And that is astonishing because they don't have a leader and they don't have policies. It's a vibe, to borrow the, you know, from the castle. The one thing that now is out of the way is, remarkably, the most unpopular premier Victoria's ever seen and one of the most unpopular politicians Australia's ever seen. And I don't think that's fair to Jacinta Allen. I actually think she didn't run a bad government. Yes. She had a couple of blind spots. But other than that, I don't think she deserves to be the most unpopular political figure we've seen.
So just tell me then, John, will voters actually give Labor another go based on this leadership change, do you think?
I can't possibly tell the answer to that question. It's going to be fascinating, as I said at the start, whether it's deck chairs Titanic or whether it's you get a bounce. We'll see. The misogyny factor should not be completely set aside. And we've seen this again and again and again, whether it's at the federal level with Julia Gillard and Julie Bishop in the Liberal Party, who was allowed to serve as a deputy to, I don't know, I lost count of how many different leaders, but was never allowed to be the leader. Or whether you've seen it with Carmen Lawrence or Gladys Berejiklian or Anna Bligh in Queensland, and on it goes. There's definitely an issue in Australian politics. Not just Australian, we've seen it in other Western countries as well, where women do not get cut the same slack. They're not allowed to make the same mistakes that men seem to be able to get away with. So that's out of the way for the Labor Party. What does it mean then? You've got, instead of two women going head to head in an election, which would have been something different, we're going to have Ben Carroll on the Labor Party side, we don't know who, for One Nation. And I think Jess Wilson is now firmly in place in the Liberal Party, despite their internal troubles. Don't underestimate the capacity of the Liberal Party to self-destruct. Over and over again in Victorian politics in the last decade, the Liberal Party have managed to conjure up a capacity to completely destroy their chances of forming government. It's astonishing how reliable they are at doing it. Jess Wilson, the Liberal leader, in her 30s, new to Parliament, never served in office, never been a minister, no experience of running a government whatsoever, but is saying she will be the Treasurer as well as the Premier. She's done a tour of the regions. She's making lots of promises that look great on paper, but whether the public thinks she's got the capacity to do it or not, we'll wait and see. There was a view, even Labor people were saying, oh, look, you know, this is a government that's on the nose. They need a clean out. They need a fresh start. Or are they going to actually need some time in opposition to sort out some of their mistakes? That's what the next little while is going to be about in Victoria.
Yeah. Okay. And Jacinta Allen, a very long political career. You reckon she's going to stick around and contest her seat again, or that might be it for her?
Very hard to know. I know her reasonably well. She was one of those figures who in person was a much better communicator, much more charming than she managed to be on a screen. Why is it that their best speech is their farewell speech? And it's like the weight of office has suddenly been lifted and they can show a bit more of their true personality. She said in her speech today she's got much that she's proud of, in particular women's health, and that's a significant thing. It's often overlooked, it's often downgraded, but she has made quite a contribution. Whether she stays in Parliament, that'll depend on her family as much as anything else. Whether Jacinta Allen has an appetite to serve Ben Carroll, I really can't tell.
John Fain is a Vice-Chancellor's Fellow at the University of Melbourne. He hosted ABC Mornings on ABC Radio in Melbourne for more than two decades. This episode was produced by Ilaria Brophy and Louise Mylan. Audio production by Anna John. Our supervising producer is Sydney Pete. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.